Mike.
Yo.
I hate your country.
I know.
Just wanted to make you know.
I'm not particularly fond of it, to be honest.
It's fair. It's fair.
He's kind of like an annoying uncle, you know, where, you know, it's your family or whatever, and you just kind of put up with it.
Yeah. I felt the need to tell you that, especially after last week's podcast.
Why?
I paid attention.
What did we do?
You said we hate one of those countries.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently you're anti-America, fucker.
Yeah. I do love America, to be honest. I'm trying to learn all the states.
Apparently you hate it.
Now I'm trying to, I've got a map of America on my computer at work.
Right.
When I'm bored, I open it up and try and learn all the states.
How many have you learned so far?
Just one.
It's not, which one?
The middle one. No, I'm trying to remember where they are and stuff.
Right.
And which is so easy for like Americans, I think, but for English people, it's quite difficult to know where they all are. For example, I don't think there's many British people that know that there's a state called Washington, and there's also Washington, D.C.
It's very true.
I don't think many British people understand that.
Yeah. I think it throws a lot of Americans off, too, just for the record.
Oh, really? Yeah. The same way you think everything's in London. You know.
Yeah, it's true. Everything is in London, by the way. And Scotland is a city in England. Just so you know.
It's just above London.
Yeah.
Well, they all
same thing with Ireland.
They all talk like this. Say you bastard, jabby fucker.
Mike.
Yo.
Music is playing now. All right, so welcome to the podcast, Mike. How's it going? What do you think?
Are we doing a totally
different
intro?
Yeah, we're doing a totally different intro.
Are you copying my intro from last week?
I'm free-forming it today.
Was you in awe of my production skills?
No, not really. But, you know, sometimes a little change is good. And I'm, you know, feeling a little randy today, so you know what?
Oh, that's why I'm holding your penis.
Hey Mike, it is October 22nd.
Yes.
2013.
Yes.
Yeah. It's very exciting. Episode 241.
Indeed he do.
The Overseas Connection podcast.
Indeed he do.
Yes. We also, Mike, are the official podcast of the G4TE.com community.
We are.
Yeah. Gaming for the elderly.
Yes.
Which, despite the name, it's not really elderly people. Well, some of us are, but it's you know,
feel
like an 18 and over. Yeah. We just don't want to deal with the screaming young kids when we're gaming. So, you know, that's what it is.
Yeah, that's what it is. If you don't like screaming kids, then...
That's why I don't game with you often.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, it's why I stopped gaming with Richard Webster, who, by the way, did a fantastic job last
week. He's good, isn't he?
Applaud him, yes.
Webster's good.
Webster is good.
Yeah, he is a good lad. I like him.
Yeah. He's not on the show this week, though.
No.
So.
No, I killed him. Shot him in the back of the head.
Apparently you've been shooting a lot of people in the back of the head.
I have.
Richard Primrose, also not on the podcast this week. Yeah. Christopher Matthew, mysteriously missing from the podcast this week.
Yeah.
I feel fortunate. I'm on the West Coast now. Apparently just far enough away to stay out of harm's way.
Right? Sorry.
Mike, are you playing GTA?
I am playing GTA, and I've accidentally jumped into the military base.
Ah, which pretty much means you're potentially a dead man.
And I've accidentally jumped into the jet right now. So...
It's a good time to pause the game.
Why?
If you're able to.
I'm in the jet now.
Right.
I'm flying.
Right.
I've pulled up my landing gear. I think there's a missile after me. Yes. Oh, shit. Oh, I belly flopped it. Okay, I'll put it down now. I'm playing GTA, by the way. Just in case you was wondering.
Just in case.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah, no. So GTA, I take it, is still dominating your playtime?
No, I haven't been playing a lot of Xbox, to be honest.
Right.
Pretty much tonight was the first night I've been playing it since last Tuesday.
Okay. Now, have you been playing any games at all, or has it been, real work-related stuff, or...?
No, it's mainly because of work. Work is very busy. I have, let's say, a difficult customer at the moment.
Right.
That's demanding deadlines. So, you know, that takes up a lot of my time. But that's not... He's got to realize, Greg, he's not my only customer. Right. You know? We're a business. We have several clients. So it's a juggling act. We have to keep them all happy. He's not being completely unreasonable, but he thinks he's the only person that exists, is all I'll say, in a very nice way. No comment.
No comment.
Even though I pretty much commented quite a lot there, what was I going to know? But yeah, you're never going to know. Hey! So hey. I haven't played many games. I have I played a little bit of online, GTA Online. A little bit. And I'm also trying to 100% the game as well. Greg's...
That's insane to me, Mike. That's insane.
It's not as hard as you'd think, to be honest, Greg. It's not too bad. I 100%ed, to the, what do you call it, Red Dead Redemption. Because I'll tell you why it's not too bad. You know all the collectibles and stuff, Greg?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to get them all.
Right.
You don't have to get them all.
That's good. But that seems like that wouldn't be 100% of the game then.
No, but the achievement is what matters to me.
Ah.
But there is achievements for collecting, like there's UFO parts in the game. You know, if you collect all that, there's an achievement for that. But that doesn't really count towards it. It's kind of like you've done 100% of the stuff. You know, like...
See, but you've tried everything. If you haven't collected all the stuff, then how can you say that you've got 100%?
Ah, I don't know. But look, I didn't make the achievements, did I?
Well, no, wait. So let me ask you this. I mean, are we talking... Is this like you're looking to get 100% of the achievements? Or are you looking to get 100% of game completion?
There is an achievement... for obtaining 100% game completion, which doesn't require you to do absolutely everything.
Okay.
It's the achievements that I'm after.
Got it. So you are back into your achievement whoring days, primarily because this is Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
Okay. That's
indeed
fair.
Indeed you do. Well, you know, I'm not whoring, but like, if there's a game I like, I'll play it.
Right.
And I'll play it more. You know, achievements are a great way of going, hey, like, you know, if you enjoy this game, here's more stuff to do. So that's what I'm doing.
That's kind of why they put in that stuff, though, Mike. They want to give you an extended experience beyond, just the regular game.
Yeah, indeed you do. And so I've been playing a little bit of the online as well. And I like the online. Right, don't get me wrong, I like it. But, there is a but. Doesn't work as well as I think they'd like to think, you know.
Right.
It doesn't work as well as they think it does or they thought it might. The character customization sucks. And I keep kind of like losing my friends and you're never on the same team. All that business. It's very rare. If I'm like with three of my friends, it's very rare we all end up on the same team, which is annoying. That doesn't seem to work. But, you know, once you're in, and it's great. You know, it's GTA as you know it. But it just takes a while to get there, which is my only critique of the online. In some ways, GTA 4 worked better, you know?
Wow. It says some.
Just the way how quick you could get into each other's games and how easy it was. But there's room to improve, you know. I feel like they'll nail it and they'll improve it and tweak it, down the line, and it won't be much of an issue.
Is it a real laggy experience, or have they improved on that?
No. Look, connection-wise, it's not too bad. You know, it pretty much works fine. What you do get online is the odd weird kind of AI car slide glitch. You know, like, they'll just fucking freak out for no reason, as they do. Because I think the AI is trying to catch up with what it's doing on the other player's game or something like that, you know? So you get a bit of that, but, you know, it is a terrible place to play with other people because it's just full of murderers. As soon as you go on, you know, like you try and hang out with your mates. A friend of mine who's got like a lot of money was trying to give me some money. And then just somebody just drive by and play with us over with machine guns.
Did he steal your money?
Sorry?
Was he able to steal the money your friend was trying to give you?
Well, he didn't give it to me yet, so I didn't really have much. So they didn't, you know, but they didn't really stop, they just like killed me for the sake of killing me and done.
Now have you thought about putting a bounty on somebody's head?
Yeah, I haven't done that yet. I feel it's a bit of a dick move. But
well, I mean, driving by and killing you is kind of a dick move too, you know.
It is. But I don't know. I just haven't done that yet. I don't know why.
I think you should. I think next show you should come on and talk about putting bounty on people's heads.
Maybe you're right.
Yeah, could be fun. Maybe you're... I think it does come out of your own pocket, though, so that's the downside to it.
That's right, yeah. It comes out of your own money, yeah.
But still, I think there would be a certain level of satisfaction knowing you put a bounty on somebody's head that was being a dick to you in the game, and then just seeing that it got cashed in, you would just be smiling.
Mm.
Be like, yeah, you got yours.
Yeah, so there's things you can do in the GTAs. It works okay-ish to a certain degree, but it's not perfect. I'm still playing it though. Still fun. Still a lot to do.
Okay.
There is a lot to do. I'll give it that. There's a lot to do.
Right. And it definitely seems like you enjoy the single player world more than you do the online.
That's how I felt as well. Yeah, I feel like I have enjoyed the single player more. It feels like a bit of an effort to go online and give it a go. But I'll say this, there is a mission in the online which is just fantastic, which is called Top Fun. Top Fun.
Top Fun, okay.
All right, you'll see why it's called Top Fun, because you're in a jet.
Ah.
And, well, one team starts with jets, another starts with motorbikes. And the person on the motorbike has to get to the destination. The person in the jet has to kill the person on the motorbike.
Ah. Now, is it just one versus one, or is it, like, multiple?
It can be. No, it can be. But it's four versus four, like, full team, but it can be one versus one as well.
Four versus four, though, would seem like it would be kind of crazy.
It is crazy. I played three versus three, and it was fucking nuts.
Jets screaming all over the place, launching missiles, I'm assuming.
Yep. I got player down. My brother won, though. He was playing with me, and he won, but I got absolutely mowed over. And he took his time. He was, like, way behind, and I was like, ahead. And he was just like, do-do-do-do-do, and he won, and he done it.
And you think that's why he won? Maybe because you guys drew the attention of everybody
else,
and he
just... Yeah, it might be right. You might be right.
Yeah. Man.
No one suspects the ginger guy.
You guys paved the road, and he drove down it.
See, I took one for the team.
Yeah.
Took one for the team. So, yeah, I have got another game in the post. You know, like, Love Film, I don't use Love Film anymore because they're dicks.
Right.
I use a different rental service. Not been the best. Not very responsive, Greg.
Are you willing to name them yet? Or, you know, is this something you're not wanting to give them any press?
I don't give a fuck. They're called Boomerang Game Rental Service.
Okay.
And their packaging is cheap, you know. Like, you can kind of tell that it's a bit cheap. It definitely doesn't feel like a high quality product when it comes through your door. The emails aren't as well presented. You know, when you got like we've posted this in the mail.
Right.
And it's not like a sick ass email that tells you. You have to actually read the text instead of having a big picture.
It's like plain text. It's got nothing on it.
It's like from a bloke called Dave, you know. And Yeah, you know, and they're not very responsive, which is the biggest gripe I have with them. All the other stuff is just faff. But the thing is, you know, you're paying £5 a month. If you send a game out, you want them to post it back very quickly. You know, they'll post another one back very quickly because, you know, the time's ticking, every day counts, blah, blah, blah. Right. But they don't send it back very quickly. They're pretty slow. And their record so far for sending me games isn't that great. They sent me Angry Birds, and I know it was on my list, but I put a lot of games on my list.
But still, I can't really fault them for that. It was on your list.
I know, but whatever. They sent me another shit game. I can't remember what it was. Oh, Dead Island, and I don't remember putting Dead Island on my list. I know Dead Island Riptide's on there, but I don't remember putting Dead Island on there.
Do you think maybe they mistakenly gave you Dead Island and they were supposed to give you Dead Island Riptide?
Maybe. So they sent me a decent game this time. Well, I suppose a decent game. I haven't played it yet. But they sent me Dishonored.
Okay.
Dishonored. So I'm actually looking forward to a game that Boomerang has sent me, which is quite nice.
I started playing Dishonored, and for some reason I stopped, and I never went back to it.
When it came out, people were just raving about it.
Yeah, I did not find it as great as all the people talking about it were saying. But then again, I felt the same way about Bioshock Infinite. So
Right. Maybe I'll like it then, because I have good taste.
Yeah, you might. You have bad taste, but still.
Well.
Wait, teeth or taste? I don't know. But
hey, come on.
Hey, I know, Loblo.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm walking here.
It's funny, because Gamefly, I still subscribe to it.
Right.
Kind of don't know why at this point, because literally the past 2 months, the games have just sat. However, they did send me, I have Diablo 3 and NHL 14 sitting on my table waiting for me to play someday.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah. That's all I have to say about that. Gamefly seems like they're pretty good. Yeah, they're pretty good. You know, and I have to sing the praises of Gamefly because I did return that game, XCOM Declassified, totally scratched the disc because I moved my freaking 360 when it was, spinning. And, they just, you know, they sent me back kind of a warning email and said, Hey, we won't charge you this time.
No,
but if you do it again, you could very well be charged full price for the game. And I was like, sweet, thanks for doing that.
Yeah, Lovefall used to be good. Like, I remember when I got burgled, I had Dishonored and Brothers in Arms from Lovefall.
Right.
And I wrote them in. I just contacted them on the website and said, like, look, you know, because you're supposed to pay when you to replace. And I was like, look, just happened in the new year. I just got burgled. I don't really want to pay like £15 for each game. You know, could you let me off? And because it's been shit and I've had my laptop nicked and everything. And they just went, yeah, no problem. We'll just knock it off. No worries. No debt.
Hurt.
So that was nice of them. But, they don't do games. For fuck's sake.
Games, yes.
I did them still. It's good stuff.
Yeah. I still can't believe they shut that down. That was pretty shocking.
It was weird. It's just weird.
Yeah.
Surely it doesn't cost that much.
Well, maybe it did. Maybe it just wasn't that profitable. I don't know. Mike, I've been playing some Defense Grid.
Really?
Just out of the blue, decided to fire it up, and I still love that game.
So good. Did you play the Portal expansion?
I had bought the Portal expansion pack a while ago. So I still have that. I haven't played through the entire thing yet,
really,
but, it was kind of comical because I went on Xbox Live and, was firing up Defense Grid and in the menu screen, I saw the download, content, tab.
Yep.
So I went and hit it and realized it's taking me to the market store and I was like, crap. But then I noticed there was a couple map packs I hadn't bought yet.
Yep.
They were just $1 each.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And I was like, And then I went on to select a purchase, and it turns out I had $1 sitting in my account.
Ah, sweet.
So I said, you know what? I'm going to buy myself a map pack.
There you
go.
I
picked up a map pack. Just enjoying that. Got in some Madden with
what's that game?
The real Defoe, Gary DeFelice. And so there's a little background needed here. Gary is a big Broncos fan.
Right.
And I happen to be
the Broncos are our team.
Yes. Yes, the Broncos, the Denver Broncos of the National Football League. Yes. Very visible team right now. Peyton Manning is the quarterback, very popular quarterback. They're doing great, with the exception of last week.
They're doing very well.
Yes, very well. And my Chargers, not nearly, you know, doing as well.
They're doing
but they're doing pretty good. They're 4-3. Not shit, but 4-3. You know, I'm not going to say they're doing great. But you know, I'm also a Chargers fan. So, you know, we started up a Madden League together and did one of those drafts where we draft our full team. And then we finally
but
came to the time.
You're a Chargers fan and a what fan?
Yes. Well, San Diego Chargers fan.
And
that's
another
NFL team.
Who else do you support?
I also support the Oakland Athletics, which is a baseball team up here in Northern California. And I'm a huge hockey fan. It's the San Jose Sharks.
I never realized you are a very sports guy, aren't you?
Yes, I love sports.
Never really thought about that.
Yeah.
Me and you don't have that in common.
No, we don't.
See,
that's
I watch
okay.
sports and I just think, what's the fuck?
No. You're the snooker? Am I saying it right, Mike?
Snooker's barely a sport, though. It's more like a pub game.
Yes, well, it is pub game.
You know, look, would you class pool as a sport, really?
No.
No.
I mean, there's competitive pool.
Yeah.
And I firmly believe there's a difference between sport and competition.
Yeah, I think it's a game. I think pool is just a game.
Yeah. Anyway.
But they're very good at what they do. Look, snooker players, they're fucking phenomenal.
Oh, sure.
But they're not sporting athletes.
No.
You know?
No.
But whatever.
Yeah. So Gary and I played. Finally got our game in together.
Yeah.
And I was nervous going in because Gary had a really...
Did you psych him out? Did you tell him he was
team.
A dick?
No, it didn't go that far. But I have to come clean here. And I Gary doesn't even know this yet. I went in and I looked at his roster. In Madden, you can propose a trade to somebody else.
Right. You can
And you can look at their roster and the people they have in their team. And Gary had been kind of going on and on about how good his cornerbacks were and how he loved his team. You know, he's really good team. And so it had me nervous. So I scouted his team and looked at his roster.
You son of a bitch.
Yeah, there's nothing illegal about this.
It's perfectly legal.
Yeah, perfectly legal, but I had a better sense for his strengths and weaknesses on his team.
Right.
And I executed a game plan, and basically I beat Gary, and he was undefeated at the time. And
Greg, what holes did you see in his armory?
So Gary has...
Stop me there. I have no idea what you just said.
Right.
No, go. Joking.
No, so... Defensively speaking, he has cornerbacks, which in the NFL, these are defensive players that usually will guard against wide receivers.
Cornerbacks, okay? So they're back of the corner.
Right. Not accurate at all, but for the sake of this conversation, sure.
Right.
So they usually will line up and guard a wide receiver from the offense.
Gotcha.
And his cornerbacks were quite good, the two starters. But his third cornerback, not as good. And so what I realized was that Gary's first and second cornerbacks would always guard against my first and second wide receivers, but my third wide receiver happened to actually be pretty good and was better than his third cornerback. So that
so
was
you made sure that you had three good wide receivers.
I tried, yes. I would try to line up
his two good and one weak cornerbacks. Is this right?
That is a correct assessment.
Brilliant.
So I would basically try to you know, get that one-on-one coverage with that cornerback, and I would exploit it. And then on top of that, I realized my running back and offensive line were actually better than his defensive line. And so I started just really grinding with a lot of running plays. And in our in Madden with the league settings, you can put in basically, stamina as a stat that will affect players. And so his players just started getting more tired and more tired. And, my back, I think I ran for like 260 yards that day, which a good day for a normal NFL back is going to be like over 100 yards. So, I executed a game plan. It worked out perfectly. But, I mean, Gary still gave me a run for my money, and it took a defensive turnover on my side, against him to really, you know, kind of switch the tide. But it was a really good competitive game. He was pissed off, and then on top of that, his Broncos lost in the actual NFL game as well the following day.
Denver Broncos.
Yes, they lost to the Indianapolis Colts. They fell flat, and I made fun of Gary for quite a while. Not really a long
time.
Well,
it's just a question.
A few little texts.
What do all American football teams have kind of like a nickname thing? Like Broncos or the Chargers?
I don't know the reason why, other than they associate the city name, and then they have an emblem, and the emblem usually is their mascot, so it's like the Denver Broncos.
But you use it, because I live in a city called Wolverhampton, Greg.
Right.
And if you say the first part of Wolverhampton, it's Wolves. And
right.
We have kind of, you know, on the Wolverhampton Wanderers football team, they used to be a decent side, not a brilliant side, but a decent side, but no, they're not doing so well. But, you know, their emblem is like a wolf, right?
Right. That makes sense. Now, for the Denver Broncos, first part of that is den. Is it really, you know, the Denver Bronco, or the Denver Dens? It's kind of stupid, Mike.
I know that, but like, that isn't because...
The San Diego Sands.
Yeah, like,
I'm not just saying.
Picked that animal randomly because of the name. It just fitted well because it's in the title anyway. That's just, you know, like, there's other teams like Aston Villa, for example, have a lion as their as their logo.
And to a certain degree, well, I shouldn't say to a certain degree, but most of the NFL teams, their mascot or the emblem, if you will, usually has some kind of affiliation to the area. You know, back in the day, the Houston Oilers, when they were still the Houston Oilers, you know, Houston's known for oil. They were the Houston Oilers. The Dallas Cowboys. Texas is known for having cowboys. The Washington Redskins, well, we can't say anything about that. That one just didn't make any sense, and it's still probably offensive to a lot of people, but, you know, because it's Indians. Yeah.
Right.
Anyway, we've talked about Madden a lot. We probably shouldn't. Let's move on. I played The Wolf Among Us, Mike.
Oh, yeah?
The Wolf Among Us, yes.
Uh-huh.
Is it Amongst Us or Among Us?
I forgot.
Anyway.
It's Among Us.
Yeah. So I played the demo. I fully plan on getting the season pass for this game. It is just as good as the Walking Dead game from Telltale.
Really? What console did you play it on first?
I played it on the 360.
Okay.
I did notice load times seem to be pretty lengthy at times.
Same as the Walking Dead, though, really.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the voiceovers, the story, it's pretty cool stuff.
And would I be into it, do you think?
I think you could very easily get into it. So there's no elves. It's set in like a modern day setting. The backstory to this is there are fairy tale fantasy creatures.
Yep.
Your character is basically a werewolf.
Uh-huh.
Like the werewolf from Little Red Riding Hood.
Uh-huh.
However, you take this stuff called glamour. That basically disguises you as a human. So you can live amongst the human world and not be noticed.
Right.
And so the main character is the wolf, the werewolf, and his name escapes me at the moment, so I apologize. But he's basically the sheriff. And and he basically kind of, you know, goes about, you know, kind of keeping the peace within, you know, this cult of fairy tale creatures.
Right.
And so the demo has you arriving at the scene of a disturbance, and you walk in and you see Mr. Toad, which I'm not sure. I'm assuming from the princess, you know, kissing the princess, Mr. Toad.
Could be the Toad of Toad Hall.
Sure.
From the Wind in the Willows.
Maybe. Either way, Mr. Toad sitting outside. And he's in toad form, and you start giving him grief over being in toad form. And again, just like in The Walking Dead, you have options on whether you choose one dialogue tree or go to a different one. You know, you can basically tell him, you know, don't let it happen again, you know, being caught without your glamour on. So you know, can't be seen. or you can let it slide, right. and it tells you, you know, Mr. Toad will remember this.
Right.
You know, so same thing as
so does it play out as pretty much exactly the same as the Walking Dead, like control-wise, gameplay-wise, the same?
Yes. Okay. It very much is. The combat sequences, because you do get into a fist fight,
okay.
It feels maybe a little Heavy Rain-like in how it plays out.
Yeah.
But also, you know, kind of also like The Walking Dead. I guess the reason why it felt a little more Heavy Rain-like to me is because the fight sequence seemed to be a lot more QTEs that would trigger a punch or a dodge.
Okay.
And so, but you know, you could miss a certain amount and not fail, but if you miss too many, you're going to fail. And anyway, just, you know, I don't want to spoil too much about even the demo, because it was enjoyable. I highly recommend it. If you were a fan of The Walking Dead, it is absolutely worth giving a shot, at least in terms of that kind of interactive storytelling experience.
Yeah.
You know, I'm pretty excited for it. Cool. And they're offering up the season pass from the get-go.
How much is the season pass?
I believe it's 20 for 5 episodes, which they didn't offer
on the Xbox 360.
Yeah.
They did it on the PlayStation, though.
Right, right. So this time around, it's being offered up for everybody, apparently.
Good.
And the colors in this game are, it's very vibrant. Much more so than The Walking Dead, which I liked. There's a lot of just kind of eye-popping colors to it. It was a real treat. I very much enjoyed it. So.
Really? I haven't really thought about playing it. I've heard of it, and I know what it's about roughly, and I've heard these things, and I like Walking Dead.
Yeah.
You know what? I just never thought about actually playing it for myself.
It snuck up on everybody, even though I know a lot of the main sites and professional journalism sites had been talking about it, but there didn't seem to be a lot of pre-hype for this.
No.
But it delivers.
Cool.
It delivers, and really enjoyed a lot of the back and forth in the dialogues. Yeah, so there you go.
I guess your seal of approval.
It did. It did indeed, and I think somebody like you know, Eric Piotrowski, Duke Scath over in the VeteranGamers.co.uk site, you should check out sometime.
Uh-huh.
He would very much enjoy it. I think he would like this a lot.
You think Duke would like it then, would you?
Yes, I do. I do. But yeah, speaking of Veteran Gamers, by the way.
Uh-huh.
Listening to, this is probably like two podcasts back.
Right.
Yeah, Veteran Gamers. Stu was talking about, I guess, our show, because we had a question posed to Rich and I when Rich was on. We were talking about which veteran gamer would we want to make out with.
Right. I wasn't on that show.
Yes, you were not on that show. It was basically a very weird conversation. What I found particularly disturbing, though, listening to Stu talking about this, was, you know, he proceeded to basically acknowledge the fact that he liked being called a hottie, that he, you know, he was taking that as a compliment.
Right.
And then he transitioned that right into, you know, talking about a 10-year-old boy that thought he looked like Robert Downey Jr. I'm just saying, it was a very uncomfortable moment, because I was trying to figure out where Stu was going to go with this.
I never looked at it like that, to be honest.
And now I want to talk about a 10-year-old little boy. But
very strange. Thanks for putting that like weird awkwardness.
I'm here for you, and you know, I'm here to help Stu out.
I think he was just reflecting on times when he felt good about himself.
Right, right, which was, again, a little disturbing knowing that it
that
was a
10-year-old probably boy thought that
he felt good about himself.
Because, correct me if I'm wrong, I haven't seen the Iron Man movies, but isn't Robert Downey Jr. just an alcoholic wreck?
He is. He is indeed.
So maybe that's what he meant.
He's a good-looking alcoholic wreck, though.
Yeah.
I will say, Robert Downey Jr., he pulls it off.
Yeah. I'll give him one.
Oh, sure. Anyway, it was one of those funny little anecdotal moments where I was like, wow, this is kind of awkward.
This is weird.
Getting a little weird.
In an awkward place.
Yeah. Speaking of awkward places, Mike, let's go to some new releases.
Okie dokie doo.
All right, so new releases this week, Mike.
Yes.
There's stuff coming out, lots of stuff coming out on the Wii and the Wii U.
Yep.
Mostly it's the Wii U, by the way.
Yep.
Batman Arkham Origins, Deus Ex Human Revolution's Director's Cut, Just Dance Kids 2014.
Okay.
Lego Marvel Super Heroes. SpongeBob SquarePants, Plankerton's Revenge, and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles coming out.
Hmm.
3DS gets a little love this week with Batman Arkham Origins Black Gate, Hometown Story, and then Lego Marvel Super Heroes Universe in Peril for both the 3DS and DS.
Uh-huh.
And also appearing on both is SpongeBob SquarePants, Plankton's Robotic Revenge. I think I said Plankerton's before, but it's Plankton's Robotic Revenge. And Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And moving over to the PS Triple, Mike. 2K Essentials Collection. I don't know what is essential or what is in the collection, but it is an Essentials Collection. You also have the 2K Power Pack Collection. Clearly something different from the Essentials Collection. Much more powerful. Batman Arkham Origins comes out. Deus Ex Human Revolution's Director's Cut. Lego Marvel Super Heroes. Naruto Shippuden Ultima Storm 3 Full Burst. I feel like I'm bringing this game out every other week. I have said Naruto Shippuden far many too... I can't even talk anymore, Mike, but far too many times have I said that title. But there's another one. Rocksmith 2014 Edition is out this week. And SpongeBob SquarePants Plankton's Robotic Revenge also coming out to PS Triple. On the PSN, Alien Rage, Batman Arkham Origins, Beer Pong, Deus Ex Human Revolution's Director's Cut, Enslaved Odyssey to the West Premium Edition. I guess they add some extra content. And then Ethan, Meteor Hunter, Lego Marvel Super Heroes, Mag Runner Dark Pulse, Rocksmith 2014 Edition, SpongeBob SquarePants, Plankton's Robotic Revenge, and there's demos available for Alien Rage and Mag Runner Dark Pulse, and DLC for Borderlands 2, the Headhunter 1 TK Baja's Bloody Harvest. That's out. PS Vita gets to indulge in some Batman Arkham Origins Blackgate and Lego Marvel Super Heroes. And over to the Xbox 360. Again, those essential 2K games, the 2K Essentials Collection and 2K Power Pack Collection. Batman Arkham Origins, Deus Ex Human Revolution's Director's Cut, Just Dance Kids 2014, Lego Marvel Super Heroes, Naruto Shippuden Ultima Storm 3 Full Burst, Jesus, Rocksmith 2014, SpongeBob SquarePants, Plankton's Robotic Revenge, and
you're
Teenage Mutant
right,
Ninja...
Keep going, Greg, you're okay.
No. Mike, on Xbox Live this week, How to Survive. I don't know what it's about, but it's how to survive.
Wow. Well, that might be quite essential, really.
It might, yes. DLC this week, you also have the Borderlands 2 Headhunter 1 TK Baja's Bloody Harvest. And finally, PC and Mac. Batman Arkham Origins, Borderlands 2 Headhunter 1 TK Baja Bloody Harvest, Defense Technica, Demonicon, The Dark Eye, Deus Ex, Human Revolution's Director's Cut, Edna and Harvey, The Breakout, Eldritch, Ethan, Meteor Hunter, How to Survive, Lego Marvel Super Heroes, Naruto Shippuden Ultima Storm 3 Full Burst, Path of the Exile, Rocksmith 2014, The Sims 3 Into the Future, Mike, and Skyscraper Simulator.
Mm-hmm.
Last but certainly not least, Mike, Stronghold Commander HD, or if you don't want that one, you can just get Stronghold HD.
Sweet.
Without the Commander.
So someone's excited about that.
I'm sure someone is.
Cool. And that's the new releases?
New releases.
Okay, Greg, yeah. I'll just very briefly want to talk about Batman.
Okay, let's talk about Batman.
Do you give a shit? It's out this week. It seems to be kind of not really doing, getting a lot of hype, I feel. I don't know.
I feel like, you know, and maybe this is just kind of the anticipation of the next gen coming, and you know, Batman Arkham Origins, for whatever reason, it seems like the hype has very much not been there as with previous titles. And I'm finding a hard time getting excited for it at all. I'm sure it's going to be a good game.
Yep.
I haven't heard many people talking about it from a preview perspective.
No.
I haven't seen much at all. So it's one of those games where I wonder if maybe they milked it a little too much too quickly, and it would have been better served maybe holding back another year and rolling into next gen.
What do you think about this crackpot idea? They cooled down on it.
Right.
Because I played both of them, Asylum and City. And, you know, City was a good game, but it wasn't the best game I've ever played in the world. It wasn't. Asylum was such a shock, you know. And this isn't made by Rocksteady. It's made by a different developer. So do you think they just kind of went quiet on it just to kind of do a bit of reverse marketing? There's the cynic in me. But, like, you know, just a... Let's not hype this one up so much. Let's let the people just play it because that did us well for Asylum.
Right.
You know, like the Arkham Asylum came out with like kind of zero hype and did really well. So, and it's Batman. It's going to sell. Maybe they just thought, ah, fuck it. We'll just keep quiet until it comes out. Let the game do the talking. What do you think?
I mean, I suppose that's the route they went. I don't know, Mike. I have my gut tells me that, you know, there is a reason why we're not hearing much about the game. I don't think it's ever a good sign when something that was high profile is coming out now with a bit of a whimper.
Right.
So, I mean, I haven't seen any reviews on it. You know, so there may be embargoes on it all the way up until release time, which again is not necessarily a good sign.
No,
it's not a damning sign, but it certainly hints at the publisher / developer saying we don't want early reviews to go out because we don't want potentially people to back out of their pre-orders.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Now I just
so the on the cards, this isn't looking very good, is it? On the
no.
cards. But
it's not a good sign.
It could be
a gem. It could be like Far Cry 3 from last year, you know? Suddenly people are like, oh my gosh, I forgot this was coming out, and holy crap, it's a fantastic game.
Holy shit, Sherlock.
Yeah, I think that the bigger challenge for Batman, and I say this for all of Batman properties, not just the games, but also the movies, there is this this constant need to kind of reinvent the wheel on these games all the time. Or I should say on the Batman, specifically on the Batman story. We have seen the Batman Origins movie, I think now 3 different times. Potentially more. They have rebooted it a number of times.
So it's like Spider-Man though. Spider-Man's one of those things.
Spider-Man also is the same way.
Yeah.
And I've kind of got to that point where I, you know what? We don't need to see it rebooted anymore. You know what? Just get off that idea and give us some new, better villains. Give us some different scenarios that the character themselves can kind of stand out and just move away from having to always show me how they became the superhero. And I don't know, quite honestly, you know, I'm saying, you know, that with the caveat of I don't know for sure that Batman Arkham Origins is about how he became Batman.
I think it is.
It sounds like it.
No, it is.
Origins,
I think it is. And to be fair to Rocksteady's credit, the first Asylum was not about his origin story, and it was their first Batman game. You know, it was about, hey, let's everybody knows who Batman is. Let's just get started.
But you know what worked about that? What worked about that for me was the fact that I know Batman's story. I know how Batman became Batman. The origin story of Batman has been told so many times. And it's the same thing with Peter Parker and Spider-Man. Same thing with the Incredible Hulk, maybe to a lesser degree. But I know their origin stories. Same thing with Superman. I don't need to see another origin story in my lifetime. Please, just move on from it. Get away from the origin stories. We get it.
We
know.
Get it. I think where City slipped was just it wasn't as interesting to play in the city as it was in the Asylum.
No. You know, in... Yeah, that environment, I think, it was a little, it was, the game was better off being more linear, I think, than this open world where you could just kind of go where you wanted.
Mm.
At least from my perspective. I enjoyed, Arkham Asylum far more than I did my limited playthrough with Arkham City.
Yep. So. I agree.
Well,
yeah,
Mike,
I thought I'd bring that up, you know.
No, that's a good, I appreciate it. I like it. A little banter back and forth. I've got some headlines. We don't have to talk about all of them.
All right.
In fact, we could do what you did last week. You just comment, shit or not shit.
Okay.
Yeah?
I like that.
So, Mike.
Yes.
No Turtle Beach headsets or Xbox One headset adapter until 2014 for the Xbox One. Yeah, apparently the USB headset will not work with the PlayStation 4 either at launch. But it basically is going to take it can be used as the audio headset through digital
audio. There's still a headset with the Xbox.
True. Absolutely true.
Right.
You're getting a headset with both. You get one with both.
This is for people with Turtle Beach headsets already that
right.
have like a wireless thing going on.
Right.
Or
they want to use it. Yeah. They want to use it for chat and headset. You should be able to use it as just the headset so you can hear things in stereo through the headphones. You just won't be able to chat. And the chat will come later, via the adapter for the Xbox One and for PlayStation 4. I believe it's just going to be a firmware update. So I'm not sure when that'll happen. Mike, moving on. Next little story here. NVIDIA Shield adding console mode, and the streaming stuff leaves the beta. So the NVIDIA Shield, which has been on sale now for a little while.
I have no idea what this is.
Remember NVIDIA made their little handheld console, the handheld console that had the flip-up screen, looked like a big controller?
No.
NVIDIA Shield, I can't believe you don't know this. Yeah, so it's a handheld device that basically allowed you to stream PC games to the device.
Ah.
So you had your PC in your office, you could stream your PC game to your little handheld and play it on your handheld device.
How about that?
Yeah. Streaming's become such a big deal, and I still have yet to see it really take off in a meaningful way. Who knows? Maybe with PlayStation 4 it will, with the PS Vita TV, but it just doesn't seem like it's caught on that much yet. Anyway.
I don't know about that news. Right. I'm not really fussed about that. So, meh.
Meh. John Carmack said a new Oculus Rift dev kit is coming, Mike, and the retail model will probably run on Android.
Okay.
I don't know how I feel about the Android part of it, to be perfectly frank.
It hasn't had a great track record, has it, the Android market, with games?
No. And I'm assuming it may run on Android, but I'm assuming the Oculus Rift would, be compatible with any system. It just may have its kind of core OS of itself on its own running through Android. I don't know.
I'd hope so.
Yeah. Mike, you remember the game Happy Wars on Xbox Live Arcade?
Is that the free MMO?
Yeah. Free to play MMO.
Yes.
It exceeded 6 million downloads.
Right.
And apparently,
which translates to what in money?
Nothing. It's free to play, but you figure if they could get just maybe a tenth of those people to pitch in a buck,
10% of the 60 quid out of 10% of that's fine.
Yeah. So it's been successful enough that they're going to create season two.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good. I never tried it myself. I heard it was okay.
Yeah.
Did you play it for a bit, Greg?
I have played it. It's just okay. It was not my bag of tea.
Not your bag of tea?
No, not my bag of tea.
Not your cup of tea?
That too. See, I'm tired.
Well, you could say it's not my bag or it's not my cup of tea.
Yeah, that's totally true.
You can't say
I should have said it that way.
Unless you have a bag of tea.
Chris would be proud of you right now because you are correcting me in my inaccurate usage.
I feel like I have to do it for his behalf.
No, and that's good because I need to be kept, in check.
To sort it out.
Mike.
Yo.
We had Watch Dogs delayed last week.
Yes.
Brace yourself. Zumba Fitness World Party.
Oh, God.
Is being delayed.
Not another one.
To November.
mean, I can handle Watch Dogs, but this was the one. Like, and this is Ubisoft as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is just.
It was supposed to come out this month. It's now going to come out in November on all platforms. Looks like most on November 5th, and it'll come out on Xbox One November 22nd.
The only theory is that everybody at Ubisoft moved off Watch Dogs to get Zumba Fitness finished because it was.
Well, I'm going to make a correction. Apparently, this isn't published by Ubisoft. This is published by Majesco.
Well, my joke just absolutely collapsed.
No, but speaking of collapsing, Mike, that was good segue. Because Majesco really a hit. They're kind of going under.
All right.
Their comp stock now is hovering right around a dollar.
It's not
been
good.
Unless
you want to buy it.
Right.
Well, I wouldn't do that because it might not exist soon.
Exactly. They're basically, I guess they have a deadline of February 2014 to raise their stock above a dollar or face delisting on the NASDAQ.
That might not be a terrible buy. So if someone like EA bought them, you know, they've got franchises.
You know, the funny thing, Mike, is we heard the same thing happening with another company, THQ, not too long ago.
Shit.
And nobody decided to buy them.
Yeah.
They just said, we'll let them go under, and then we'll feed off their dead carcass.
Yeah, that's it. Like, we'll just.
Yeah.
It is like a bit of a. They're like vultures, aren't they? When someone goes down, it's like, right, what IPs can we get? Fucking Saints Row, let's have it. Nom, 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 nom.
Yep. I think.
I'll have a bit of Metro. Nom, 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 nom.
Yeah. The only way I could see somebody wanting to buy a company like this is if they really were.
If they're
kind of successful.
Fuck.
Yeah, but. Yeah. It's just,
it ain't gonna happen. There's no way this company's gonna get saved. If they do go down, you know, Zumba Fitness might sell really well. But they've been releasing those games quite a lot. So I doubt that this one is gonna get them out the red. Yeah. So.
Not thinking it's gonna help too much. And speaking of more bad news, I'm apparently just gonna give all kinds of bad news. The Bureau, developer.
Yes.
Also the developer of BioShock 2.
The Marin?
Yeah. 2K Marin, have gone through some layoffs, and it looks like they're actually going to shut down the whole studio.
Oh, shit.
And cannibalize it. So it's either going to, you know, the existing employees are either going to, get absorbed into other, 2K offices, or, they will just be let go completely.
Shame.
So, sad times.
You think about it, 2K are really good.
They
make really good games. Like they
do.
They seem to leave their developers alone and make great games. So I think they must have just really underperformed.
Well, and that was the interesting thing because 2K Marin was originally developed or created to create new IP, and yet the thing that they probably were most successful for was BioShock 2 and even more succinctly the Minerva's Den DLC, which everybody loved and raved about.
The people that made Dishonored, like X2K Marin. Is that right, or am I?
They could be.
Completely wrong.
They could be. I don't know for sure.
Write into the show, people.
Yeah, sure.
Google it and write into the show, because I'm in a submarine at the moment.
We're too lazy, yes.
Yeah.
Mike, Drive Club
yes.
has been delayed into 2014.
Yeah.
This was the exclusive Sony
this
racer.
This is the big middle finger to Gran Turismo.
Your
games take too fucking long.
It was the big middle finger, but then now you wonder if maybe it's the we're going to open the door for Gran Turismo. You know, they said that they're holding it off and, you know, they're going to allow for additional polishing of the game. So, you know, I have not heard a lot of glowing reviews about Drive Club from a lot of people.
It's
like, I know.
It's an MMO, right? It's another driving MMO type dealio.
Yeah. It was similar to, what was it, Test Drive Unlimited?
That's it. Yeah. Which worked perfectly, as I remember.
Yeah, perfectly. But you also wonder if maybe Sony is just... maybe they're deciding they want to give Gran Turismo a little breathing room as well. Because Gran Turismo 6 coming out PS3 this holiday.
Is it coming out this holiday, is it?
Yeah. So,
I mean,
maybe
you've got to have a car game. If you're releasing a console, You gotta have a
right.
Isn't this on the PS3 though? The Gran Turismo.
Well, Gran Turismo 6 is on the PS3.
So it's
and,
on the
and Drive Club. Right, Drive Club was going to be on the Plus 4. Mm. There is Need for Speed. The Need for Speed game is available on the Plus 4. So
Need for Speed games seem to sell well, but there isn't even like the latest good ones, you know, like the Hot Pursuit ones that have been really good lately. I don't think they draw in Call of Duty numbers, do they? They seem to kind of touch a million, I think, and then peter off. So it's a shame.
Well,
Sony could do with a exclusive driving.
Well, they could just do with another exclusive during the launch cycle.
They
because,
could do with anything, to be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, I know Xbox One. That technically, on paper, PlayStation have more games coming out, but a lot of those are like one man, two man, 10-man teams and women. All right, you know. So it's they're not strung like they're not AAA games. You know, like Octodad, a lot of fun. I've played Octodad; it's a great game.
Right.
But it's already out on the PC. It's already out, you know, on another platform, and it's not an exclusive. And it just doesn't feel like they've got the kind of clout that Xbox have. And Xbox have got Rise and Dead Rising 3 as exclusives. And now they might not be very good, Greg. I'm not saying they will be, but they advertise very well. They have, you know, you see an advert of Rise and someone being stabbed in the back of the neck, and you go, "I want to do that." The same for Dead Rising, you know, like zombie apocalypse, very popular, Walking Dead, and all that stuff. And then you got Forza, which is sexy cars again. Forza games are by the by, but they cars look great on new consoles. Everybody knows.
No, I mean,
shiny objects.
It is. It's pretty evident. I mean, the PS4 right now, in terms of I don't really think of both of these games as AAA titles, but for their big guns for the PS4 at launch, they have Knack, which I'm not sold that Knack is a AAA game.
I've seen Knack, and I would never put that down as a million seller. You know, it's this cool idea, but you know, I wouldn't even put it on a kind of a Little Big Planet level.
And then they have Killzone Shadowfall. And really, I think Killzone is bearing the brunt of this launch window for them.
And has Killzone ever done really well? Like, I imagine it's probably sold
pretty decent. It did pretty decent last time around,
that's
I think.
That's a game that advertises well, you know.
Yeah. So it is interesting to watch this, though, because not only was Drive Club, you know, touted as a launch window game, it was also part of a bundle for a lot of people. And on top of that, it was going to be the PlayStation Plus free game that they were giving away during that launch window for PlayStation 4.
You know, there's another.
Well, they did, and they have now given people the game Contrast. That will be the PlayStation Plus game.
Is that some indie game?
It's an indie game.
See, this is what I'm talking about. You know, like they've got, you know, some of these indie games will be brilliant.
Resogun is going to be fantastic.
Resogun, I haven't seen anything about it. I've heard good things about it. Like, I've heard people talk about it. Fine. I can't wait to play Octodad. I could play it on the PC. I've already talked about it. But, you know, they're going to be great. But they're not. They don't have this big budget. And I know big budget doesn't mean necessarily mean better game, but it certainly sells well. You know, you feel like you're getting a bit more for your buck. You know, like buying Xbox, I've got bigger budget games. And to the person watching it on an advert, while you know the latest football match is on, because I mean there's a football match on tonight, Greg, and I don't really watch football, obviously, but I noticed in the ad breaks it's PlayStation Xbox Wars, right? You know what I mean? It's just like Call of Duty, Valve on Xbox, and then PS Vita adverts. You know that these football slots are huge, and I think to the guy on the street, you know, Xbox, it just looks better on paper.
Right.
But
no.
I don't know. But, you know, Infamous is a game that they could have done with on launch. I really, they needed something like that, you know, because Infamous looks awesome. But they don't, which is a shame.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. it's going to be interesting. We do have a question revolving around this, so we'll hold off on this conversation. And we'll revisit this just shortly. Let's finish up with this news headlines. Yeah. Games with Gold program is going to remain ongoing for the Xbox 360. Apparently, that will continue on post-December. So that's good news for those that are continuing to keep their Xbox 360 this holiday and beyond. And you know, again, I think this is one of those clear indications of this is where competition is a good thing.
Yeah.
The PlayStation Plus program has been fantastic for Sony.
Steam sales, that's been good.
Yeah, Steam sales as well. All of that put a lot of pressure on Microsoft. They had to up their game. And while a lot of people may question the games that have been coming out for Xbox Live Gold members because some of them have been quite old in comparison to others.
Yeah, but like Halo 3 came out and like right? Everybody's been playing it.
I know. And they're free games, and that's and that is the bottom line. They're free games. They're building up people's libraries of you know free games, and that's never a bad thing. You know, hopefully Microsoft will get better with their title selections, and maybe they'll be a little more current. But you know, if nothing else, it's just a good news situation for the fact that it's going to continue. And hopefully we hear something for the Xbox One side of things because that has not been announced or talked about. So I don't know what their plans are for that, but they're going to need to do something to compete with PlayStation Plus in the next generation for sure.
Oh yeah.
And speaking of competing, the September NPDs came out, Mike. This is the the North American sales data. Yeah, for the first time in. Because 3 years now, the Xbox 360 did not beat out the PlayStation 3.
Holy shit.
PlayStation 3 beat out the Xbox 360 in what basically has been credited to the Grand Theft Auto 5 bundle that Sony had with Rockstar. Mm. And it helped them boost up over the Xbox 360 for the month of September. And the 3DS, continued to kind of show its dominance again, and it was basically for the fifth month in a row. It was the best-selling thing out of all of them. But
it is nuts that when we talk about the Xbox, we're talking about an 8-year-old console. It's ridiculous.
Yes.
And like the PlayStation 3 is 7 years old, which is just ridiculous.
Yes, and you know both companies have said they plan to continue to support these consoles for at least 2 to 3 more years, you know beyond the next generation launches.
Realistically, Greg.
Right.
Come on, go to go here.
Right.
How long do you think? How long do you think the 360's got?
You know, I think they've got probably about 2 more years. I mean, if you look back at the PlayStation 2,
mano.
Yeah, it continued to get good support well past the launch of the PlayStation 3. Mm. And both consoles have sold over 80,000 units at this point. 80 million. So there's 80 million customer base. That's a pretty big install base to just walk away from. So I don't see support drying up within the first 2 years of the next generation launch. I think we'll continue to see games. I think Microsoft will probably be more aggressive about phasing out from Xbox 360 than Sony will. Mm. I think Sony traditionally has been a little better about giving back support to the older console. And I think third-party developers for sure will continue to support both the older generation consoles.
Do you think a Call of Duty will come out for the Xbox 360?
I bet that comes out for at least 3 more years.
Yeah, I'd say that, but I reckon after 2014, this time next year, Greg,
mm-hmm.
and then a few more months, like 360 will pretty much be dead.
Yeah, I would imagine. I would imagine, and the same could hold true for Sony. You know, it really all boils down to how quickly the next generation consoles get, you know, the install base starts to grow on them.
True.
How quickly people take them up and how quickly they walk away from their current gen consoles.
Yeah.
I'm not entirely convinced.
Do the new consoles red ring and you know.
There's also that.
Fuck up.
There's also a little buyer beware. And just speaking of supporting, it's beneficial. Nintendo is terminating its support of the Wii.
Whoa.
So, yeah. So the Wii, will, basically, it said, sorry, Nintendo Japan has announced on its official Wii website that production for the Wii console has halted.
You sound Scottish so then. No, on the official Wii website. No, look, that's Irish.
On the official Wii.
That's Irish.
But yeah, yeah. So the console basically is no longer being produced. They're just gonna kind of let whatever stock they have go, and that's it for the Wii. That was big news. That came out of nowhere.
No longer ago has, you know, the Wii U been a year.
So, yeah, it's been a year now.
And look how successful the Wii is.
Well, the Wii, I mean, it's hard because if you look at the Wii and the bell curve for its success, it ramped up and it sold a shit ton for those first like 4 years. And then it went into like a slow glide decline. And then the past 2 years it's been in heavy decline.
Yeah.
And I think, an additional part of confusion for Nintendo has been the fact that the Wii U uptake has been very slow and that consumers were also very confused about what the Wii U was in comparison to the Wii. And my gut tells me that there was a decision to just cut the Wii off now because people are getting too confused about it. So if all we have are Wii U's out there, it's going to make it a very simple buying decision. If somebody wants a Wii, it's the Wii U.
Makes sense.
It's not, yeah, they're not going to be having to choose between the two. Speaking of the Wii U and back to the NPDs, they did get a significant boost on their price drop. They said that sales shot up over 200% for the month of September for the Wii U.
So what was the price drop?
I don't think they dropped by $50 if I remember correctly.
Right.
But I mean the bigger question mark is it was 200% of what? You know,
yeah.
The Wii U was not selling terribly well to begin with. So, you know, a 200% increase is great on paper seeing that number, but then how great is that really? I don't know. Mm. But yeah, and rounding out the last piece of news, Mike, Titanfall.
Yes.
You know that game. Yes. March 11th.
As a release date.
It's a release date. It'll be coming out for the Xbox One, the Xbox 360, and PC all on March 11th.
Sweet.
Which also now makes me ask the question, when and where and how long do you think it is before we see something from the 360 version of this game? We don't even know who is making it because it's not Respawn Entertainment.
No, it's not.
It's some other studio.
Some other EA studio.
Yeah.
Well, I think we'll just see it on launch, you know. I don't think they'll talk about it too much. Don't think they'll focus on it too much. Yeah, I think it's just going to be on launch.
Yeah. Well, Mike, if you're really excited for Titanfall, you can buy the Collector's Edition, which will sport an 18-inch statue with a diorama and LED lighting. And comes with a 190-page art book and a schematic poster that you can hang in Tara's room. Yeah, it's a poster of the Atlas, yeah, the Titan.
She'll love that.
It's only going to set you back just a measly $250.
Right.
Yeah. I have to say, I've seen the picture of the 18-inch statue. It is fucking awesome.
But still.
It is awesome, but not $250 worth of awesome. My wife
still
would hand me divorce papers if I bought that and tried to put it in the house. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. But March 11th. I'm excited.
14th, isn't it? Is it 14th?
No, March 11th.
Right, okay.
I would have been even more excited had they announced a beta. I'm sure. I mean, 99.9% positive we will see a beta for this game come out because it is an online multiplayer only game. There's no way they don't do a beta to test server loads. But I was hoping they were going to announce that with this big announcement because they were teasing it the day before saying, oh, tomorrow we have a big announcement. And everybody for sure thought it was going to be the beta, but they gave a release date instead, which that's exciting. It, you know,
that's
it's not
a
that
decent announcement. That isn't just a cock tease, is it?
No, it's a good announcement, and the date, far earlier than I thought it was going to be. I really thought for sure this was going to be one of those games that pushed back into, like, you know, May, maybe even June for some reason. It just came out much later than we probably would have wanted. But, no, it's about, what, 5 months out from launch, so it's in a decent spot.
It's kind of, when I heard this, I wasn't really shocked. I was like, yep, that'll do fine.
All right, well, let's break away from this, Mike, and let's move into our questions of the week.
Kidoki.
And we threw one out to the community, basically, with all the next-gen game delays that have been announced, you know, has it impacted your purchasing decision for next-gen? And I think probably a large portion of PlayStation owners are probably a little more affected than this by than by Xbox One owners, or potential owners, I should say. But you know, Watch Dogs coming off the launch window really, I think, soured a lot of people because that was a game a lot of people were looking forward to.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of bundles were sold around the Watch Dogs game. So it just got me thinking, you know, maybe this impacted some people.
Yeah.
So I know we posted up in Gate.
We did.
So why don't you go ahead and walk us through that, and I will stop talking for a little bit.
Okay. Pick it up, okay. Yeah, so we posted up on the forums with numerous next-gen game delays announced recently. Has it impacted your purchasing decision for next-gen? Shinyverse, Greg, said... nope. Still want two of each console with all the games as soon as possible. So two of each console.
That's a hefty price tag.
God damn it. That guy's doing okay. Spork, said, as I can't justify spending 49,000 yen, for a new console, I'll just have to wait a few years until the price drop. And as long as the current Xbox Live is working and fully supported by Microsoft, and the fact that I have so many unfinished games and chivos on the current gen, I can't see the point in throwing out hard-earned yen or euros or whatever, on an expensive system, let alone games. Although I probably do myself by taking this hard line stance, I'll probably just cave into peer pressure. Meh. Stay strong, my rebels. Resist the upgrade. I think I'll give into peer pressure quicker than I think I will.
You think so?
Maybe. I'm planning on not getting a new console this year. I'm not going to get a new console this year. But when I get it next year, I'm thinking Titanfall. There'll probably be some kind of Titanfall bundle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping, and that's when I'll cave. Or if I don't cave, then that's when I'll start to go, yeah, I really won't want to. But we'll see. Lucky Irish Guy said, nope, my Xbox One pre-order is $35 away from being paid off and basically free from slaving over swag books for the last 6 months. No way am I cancelling or changing my mind. And Parsnip9300 says, my enthusiasm for the PlayStation 4 has taken a hit, but it's fully paid for, so I might as well get it. Another week after that, and I'll have an Xbox One anyway. But the thought that all my PS4 pre-orders have been delayed and my launch console will be gameless is very annoying indeed. So it hasn't really changed people's opinions and what they're going to get and so on. So that's how it stands at the moment. Greg!
Yeah, well, we had a few Twitter responses, so see if any of that has changed there. So Mark Davies,
yes,
also known as Koinyokin2381, he said, "Nope, still Xbox One. Forza might as well be two games, and with Killer Instinct and my 360, I'll easily tie it over to the big 2014 games." Adam Brackenbury. Also known as at SuperMashJuan on the old Twitters, said, yep, PS4 on hold now until the games come.
Whoa.
And my fancy Pulse headset will work. So, yeah, that was some of the fallout from the whole headset issue. You know, and that actually, I think we didn't really cover too much, but I know there's also a little bit of backpedaling from Sony in terms of the headsets and how well backwards compatibility will be for those as well. I believe there's a firmware update that is now needed for all of their headsets, and I don't believe Bluetooth is going to be supported now, where I think originally they talked about it being supported. So
like, you can't judge these consoles until you switch them on for yourself, because there's so many things that can go wrong, like software updates, how the interface looks, all this stuff, you know.
Yeah. So interesting. So there is definitely one person now who has decided to hold off on their PlayStation 4 due to the changes in the release window and just issues. Let's see. We also have a response from Sieber, and I apologize if I'm not saying that right. It's S-E-B-U-I-R. Sieber? Cyber? Anyway. He said, no, I'm skint. Still haven't bought an HD telly, waiting for some decent games to come out. and the last one, Stuart Jones responded, not in the slightest, will be too busy drooling over new features to notice. You know, there is that as well. A lot of people, you know, they're just going to be the whiz-bang factor and the features and the ability to, you know, party chat for everybody now. It's going to be something new and exciting for a lot of Sony fans. So, yeah, there you have it. So, apparently the bad news has impacted a little bit.
Yeah.
How widespread that is, we don't know, but, yeah, interesting to see the feedback. Okay, where does that leave us, Mike? That leaves us with events and happenings, which there's not a whole heck of a lot happening, but I can tell you, Minecraft server still going strong, I believe, via Thuper.
Is it really?
That Thuper? Yeah.
Still going.
They brought it back up and should be still going.
Is it like the old world or is it like one of a new world?
I think it might be the newer one. Remember they had the old one and then that got shut down and I think lost and they had to create a new one. It's the new one.
I think the old one, it kept on crashing a lot.
Right.
And I miss that because I spent so much time in that. But hey, I never really fell in love with the new one, if you know what I mean. Like I kind of made stuff and I was like, yeah, it's not as good.
Yeah. Well, right. And you know, you had done so much work in the other one. I get that. That's a little tough.
I was just kind of like, sorry guys.
That's like if you've played a game to like 80% and you've gone through it. And while you've enjoyed the story, it was a lot of hard work to get there. If you have to start from zero and you've lost all your game saves, that's a tough pill to swallow.
It is.
It's like Skyrim. Like you're 90% through Skyrim and then suddenly you have to start all over again.
God.
Not many people are going to do that.
No.
The Lousy at Gaming, I believe, still doing Friday Night NASCAR. You can contact that loser, the real Defoe.
Do they ever release podcasts, by the way?
They used to. They were doing it for a while. I know they had fired it back up, and then
they just kind of went dark. I am subscribed to dark. Them, but it just doesn't.
Same thing with the Boss Wave. Boss Wave podcast.
Oh,
what's going on there?
Well,
yeah.
It seemed to have stopped. So I never noticed, actually, but yes, you're right.
You know why? It's not easy being us, Mike. It's not easy.
It's hard, isn't it? It's hard to release one every week, as you can tell, because we've lost a few members.
We have it's been an odd time for the past few months, with life happening. We've all kind of, you know, we've had a lot of little hiccups here and there, and there's going to be another little hiccup next week, which I haven't told you about yet, Mike, but that's foreshadowing for you.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Potentially.
Right.
We'll talk about that off air though.
Okay, no.
It could be just as normal next week. We'll see. We'll see how that goes down. Alright, so, birthdays though. We do have birthdays and they never cease to stop, Mike. Frozen Death Bell celebrated birthday. And, Ouija Bo Jones, I think I'm saying that right. He had a birthday or she had a birthday. Don't really know. I apologize if I've offended. The Big Mac also celebrated a birthday. And, or is going to be celebrating a birthday. It could be one or the other. We do have some new members to the site. We've got Old Hippie.
Right.
Woodster T.
Yes.
Rowdius Maximus.
Maximus.
And at Ganang.
Why not?
Ganag. At Ganag? At Ganag.
At Ganag.
Akak. Akak. Thanks for joining the site. Be sure to check into the forums. And also, there's this thing called the Victories Achieved Contest. And it's this little thing on the Twitters that you finish a game and you you basically take a picture of your face.
Yes.
And you take a picture of the game credit screen behind your face.
That's right.
Or in front of your face, depending on if you're really savvy with a phone. And then you send it. You tweet it to at g4te.com, and you have to spell the dot. And you basically let them know what game you you won, you finished, I should say. And then you get put into a contest, and that contest will be ending this quarter on October 31st, and a winner will be picked, and you'll get something cool. I think they've given away some subscriptions in the past. I could be completely wrong on this. $250,000 fake dollars.
Nice.
In the past, yeah. But usually it's something gaming related, something cool. And yeah, you can win free stuff, which winning free stuff is always a good thing. So send in your Victory Achieves, and you could be like these people. We have Victory Achieves for Hills v. Grimm. He finished GTA 5.
Nice.
Amras 89 also finished GTA 4 and Guild Wars 2, which I would like to point out, I did not know there was an ending to that game, so that's like especially interesting. It looks like he was playing with Hardly Dan because Hardly Dan also finished Guild Wars 2. So there's in fact an ending to the game. Bongo the Sane finished Diablo 3. Louis Danson 22 finished LEGO Lord of the Rings.
Okay.
Marcanix finished Journey. And PG Tips 77 finished Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon.
I still yet to play that.
Yeah, yeah. Dr. C. Smith finished Lost Planet 3.
Right. Oh, yeah. That came out, didn't it?
Yeah, that did come out, yes.
Bloody hell.
And Ginj Ninj finished Halo 3. I'm guessing with that free gold game.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So those are your victories achieved this week. So be sure to shoot those back in to at g4te.com, spell the dot, and you could win as well. All right, that takes us to the community spotlight, Mike. So I'm going to ask you to start queuing that up, and I'll keep talking for a little bit longer. We get a spotlight sent in to us by our good friend of the show, Mr. Parsnipnose 3000. Was it 2000? I forget.
3000.
Anyway. 3000. Yeah. He's one of the mods over at the g4te.com site. Good guy. Funny guy. A little twisted. Yeah, you know. That's.
Make the world go around.
He's English living in the US, so yeah. That's tough. You know.
Indeed.
Yeah.
I got it right.
By the way, Mike. Yeah. Okay. Go for it.
You were gonna say something.
I was gonna insult your country, so we don't have to worry about it.
Oh, okay. Fine. Here we go.
Hello, everybody. This is Parsnipnose 3000 with another weekly community spotlight. This week, I am going to congratulate the one and only Stickman because he has been made an admin of G4TE. He apparently had a lot of secret abilities that we didn't know about, and we've always admired his tenacity. So put those two hand in hand, and you have admin material. So well done, Stick. I really appreciate everything you do. Okay, so there's one other thing, though. Mr. C.P. Matthew, talking about my armpits on the podcast. How very dare you, sir? I didn't say any such thing. I said something like, shall I go and do some laundry or shall I turn my underpants inside out? Not once did I mention anything about not washing my armpits. I wash them quite frequently when I remember. Anyway, that's it from me. Now CP's been reprimanded, quite rightly. Goodbye.
Harsh words there.
Very harsh words.
Chris isn't here to defend himself, though.
No, he's not. But, you know, hey. You know what? He's got to take his lumps down because he's not here to defend himself because he's slacking off doing something family-oriented, you know, couldn't make the show. So, you know, hey, I think we had to side with Parsnip on this.
Oh, dare he.
All right. Thanks for that, Parsnip.
Thank you.
All right. Let's wrap this show up. Mike, I'm going to make you talk through the last little bit here.
Okay. What do you want me to do?
You know, talk about iTunes reviews, talk about emailing the show, talk about
all that stuff.
Twitters. Yeah, that stuff. We all can wrap stuff. Up.
All right. Let me scroll down. Ugh. God, what an effort. Where is it? There it is. Brilliant. iTunes reviews, Greg.
Yes.
You like them. Don't know why, don't know how, but they make us popular and more people listen. So if you like what you hear, leave a review on iTunes. We've all got an iTunes account because it's what links you to your apps on the App Store on your iOS devices, unless you're one of those dirty Android users. Anyway, so yeah, leave an iTunes review. Bam, ba, bam, ba, bam. If we've said anything that offends you, good. Email the show. If we said anything that you like, good. Email the show. If you just don't like Greg very much, email the show. And you can email the show on ocpodcast@gmail.com. You can also tweet us, Greg. We're on a social media platform called Twitter. It's quite popular since 2008. You find people by searching @OC_podcast, and you can get all of our things there. I don't know who controls it. I think it's Greg and Primrose. But right. I'm not sure. Yeah, iTunes reviews I've already talked about. We do have a YouTube channel. I have no idea what's on there at the moment. Greg, you're kind of in charge of that. Anything new on the YouTube channel?
No, nothing going on right now. I have to admit, I had to change some setup around, so my video capture stuff is not set up, so I'm kind of holding off to reset that up once next gen hits. So the YouTube channel is going to be a little quiet. But I'm going to try and be a little more proactive with, games to get excited for, videos, that kind of thing.
Yeah. I still have that bit where me and you play Black Ops. We could upload that.
Sure, we could.
I did edit it a little bit. So we could try and upload that. Anyway, so that's that. Pretty much that's it. So I'm going to start off with shout outs, this
okay.
week. I'm going to shout out Earth because it's a pretty good planet. It's done us well so far. And it's only been around for roughly about 4 billion years. So it's still a young planet, and it's got a lot of potential. Greg, off you go.
All right. Well, I'm basically going to say a big shout-out to the Extra Life team for VGHub.net.
Uh-huh.
They are basically starting their I don't know, final run, if you will, towards the Extra Life event that's taking place November 2nd, I believe.
Okay.
I'm going to be taking part again this year.
You're doing it again, Greg?
Yeah, doing it again. 24-hour gaming marathon.
Whoa.
It is not as easy as it sounds, folks. I know a lot of people laugh, and they're like, oh, you're playing games for 24 hours. How hard could that be?
Yep.
Trust me, you, like, hate games at the very end of that 24-hour period. You just you don't want to touch a controller anymore. You just want to go to sleep. But it is for an excellent cause. You're donating towards children's hospitals that are basically, the cancer ward units, for very sick children. You know, there's a thing about healthy children, don't necessarily – well, I shouldn't say don't necessarily need to be happy. That's going to sound horrible. But when you're sick, if you're happy or distracted with something that entertains you, it is some of the best medicine in the world. And, I can't imagine being a child in one of those units and not having something to try and entertain me, because it would just be a miserable, miserable time.
It's the same reason why we all play games, right? It's just to take your mind off.
Yeah, it takes your mind off of the bad, yeah.
Whether you're seriously ill, or whether you just had a bad day at work, or,
right.
You just want to forget about a few things in the real world and just have fun.
Yeah, so, and that's exactly it. And, I'm a big, big proponent of this event. I think it's a worthy cause. And I know there were some slight changes this year in terms of how participants could donate towards particular hospitals. I know that it basically is limited towards hospitals in the U.S. this go-round. So it did impact some of our U.K. listeners in terms of their support. However, I want to urge support because, there are some hospitals over on the you know, East Coast, if you will, that do support, the European countries and, in terms of taking care of very special cases for children. And more than anything, I'm going to make it a little worthwhile for a potential supporter. So, every $25, and I did this last year, every $25 you donate on my, my donation page, you're going to get a ticket into a drawing. And, at the end of, the event, I'm going to pull a ticket, and that person will win a $60 Amazon gift card. And, you know, it's $60 US or the equivalent over in the UK. So I think it's about 40 pounds.
But yeah, I'll round it up to 40. You'll be fine.
Yeah. And so, you know, it's a worthwhile chance and opportunity. You know, $25 could get you 60. So
sounds good.
Yeah. It's a nice little carrot, and I don't mind doing it. It's coming out of my pocket, but I figure you attract more bees with honey than you do without. So rally around it, and certainly check out other team members and their pages because, again, it's a great cause.
Indeed,
and that's it. I think we can wrap up the show. Mike, thanks again for coming onto the show.
No worries, my pleasure.
And Rich and Chris, you are dead to me.
Yay.
Mrs. Abadi has been trying to establish contact with you about setting up a charity worth $2.1 million, just in case you're wondering.
Fucking hell, mate. You better do that.
I know. Totally.
Do it quick before... I mean, opportunities like that don't arise very often, you say.
They don't.
Sounds
they really
good
don't.
To me.
Totally on the up and up. You could be a total rap star. It was really hard for me to say. I don't know why.
God, you're going to struggle tonight, aren't you?
Completely.
Yes. Indeed you do.
The hell was that?
Me
is that a bag of chips?
Tic-tacs.
Tic-tacs?
Tic-tacs.
God, I haven't heard of anybody eating Tic-tacs, and I couldn't tell you how long, but, I mean, I know they're still popular.
Yeah. I like them.
I don't blame you. They're good.
Right, but I ate a whole box in, like, 5 minutes.
Mike,
this
guess
call
what
is... being recorded.
Guess what is happening on Thursday, the 24th. What holiday major day is Thursday, October 24th?
October, it's not Thanksgiving, is it?
No.
Close.
It's bigger than that.
Halloween is creeping up, but that's not quite Halloween.
Right.
I'll
help you out. It's not video game related.
Major. It's not video game related.
Not video game related, and this is like worldwide kind of thing.
Hanukkah? I don't know what that is.
Hanukkah, you'd be thinking more like Christmas time, just for the record.
Okay.
Topping it out there.
Okay. Is it
October
is it
24th?
Is it another day where you celebrate how terrible British people were?
No.
Mm.
Although, I mean, let's face it, that could be every day.
Careful, Greg. Careful.
Did you give up yet?
October the 24th. If I Googled it, would I find out?
Possibly.
Mm.
But that takes all the fun out of me, you know, announcing it. You may not find it. I don't know. Or it may not be obvious. I mean, it should be obvious.
I have no idea.
Mike, October 24th, United Nations Day.
Okay.
That's all I got.
What do I have to do?
I have no fucking clue.
Mm.
I just noticed it on the gate calendar. United Nations Day. What the fuck? If you like this podcast, there is another site you should check out, which is called VGHub.net. And on there, you find a bunch of links to other video game podcasts, similar in vein to ours, but different in the way they're delivered. Some have all kinds of sound effects.
Are for old people.
Some talk about RPGs.
Too people say.
Come on, yeah.
Some might say that.
No one says that.
Then, of course, you have links to, you know, great forums.
You don't have any other friends.
So check it out, vghub.net. It is a great starting point for your podcast discovery.